Lori Harvey's involved in a hit and run. Ray J is taking over the rights for Death Row and Suge Knight. Cardi B is going to be in a brand new movie, and Kanye West's new album is out. Much, much more on Back to Reality.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
OMG, happy Sunday. Welcome back to Reality, BHL. I am your girl, Nakia Bonet. I am the captain of this boat, but I'm not the only captain. That is right. I do not do this by myself. Have my co-captain with me.
Hello, it's Howard III. Nice to be seen. Nice to be heard.
Baby, yeah. You guys don't know this, but Howard and I are really hurting on the inside because we partied a little too hard last night.
Up here trying to celebrate Halloween.
Oh, child. Oh,
when I tell you, I'm pretty sure I got into a fight last night. Like, the way my body is aching, I'm like, who jumped me? Who did I jump in for? Because this is ridiculous.
Age has jumped us.
Oh, my
Howard
gosh.
Told me I fell asleep.
No, always. Nikki was knocked out. Somebody's random bed.
I'm always in somebody's bed.
Ooh. But she was knocked out. I said, Nakia, get up. No, you get, you leave. I'm like, girl.
I kicked Howard out the room. I was tired, baby. Mama was tired. Mm-mm. But tell everybody what you were for Halloween yesterday.
Oh, yes. So I was an astronaut. You know, I had my whole little get up, had my whole little astronaut
so
helmet.
Cute.
Like, I was just so happy with it. I posted it on my page, so make sure you guys see that.
Yeah, super, super cute. I was Mrs. Incredible,
yes.
Elastigirl, just after the divorce, and now she's hooking up with Frozone. So, you know, baby girl got a little thick. But I had so much fun. Shout out to Drew and Riley. We had such a great time.
Oh, yes.
A lot of our AfterBuzz fam was there. It was just such a good vibe.
It was a great vibe.
Had a great weekend.
Everybody was cool. Like, it was just cool.
So much fun. I had my Megan knees. I dropped it like it was low. That's how I know I was drinking too much, because I woke up like, damn, my knees hurt. What the hell was I doing? But no, last night was a great, great time. But we are happy to be here because it's Sunday. Mm-hmm. That means this is our favorite show, aww, Back to Reality. Oh, guys, aww, if you guys can see, this is Howard's Instagram. Look at his cute Halloween costume.
My astronaut. It's blue. Just, you know, doing it. Thanks, Steph. Make sure you guys look at Steph's page, too, because she... Howdy. Is a part of the baddie sorority that we have. If you are a baddie, you want to be involved, because Steph is slowly becoming the leader.
Baby.
I mean, she's trying to take my spot, but...
She is the leader. We are not worthy. Oh, Steph, she bought up my Mrs. Incredible outfit. Like, first of all, when I walked in and I seen Steph, she was like, girl, Steph is just amazing. She's
amazing.
Hot. But please, Steph, no, bring up yours. Please, I want the fans to see you.
Yes.
And see the person who's behind this amazing show, our amazing engineer and producer.
Steph is killing it.
And look at this. We are not worthy, fam.
And if y'all don't believe that, she had 3 burgers before this picture.
Child.
Okay.
She's hot. So for those who don't know, this is our amazing producer behind this amazing show, and we thank her. We're just so grateful for her. She's dope, but she's a hottie, so make sure you follow her.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be crazy, though. Leave alone. All right, kids, let's jump into this crazy show called Back to Reality. Let's start with the first segment, Moments of the Week.
Yeah.
That is where Howard and I, we break down the craziest moments that happened this week in pop culture land, black culture land. Ooh, I like black culture.
Ooh.
Black culture land and social media. So I would kick it off. The beautiful Lori Harvey. Lori, I hope you write a book one day. Homegirl was involved in a hit-and-run car accident, which is unfortunate. According to OK Magazine, an eyewitness states that the social media influencer Lori Harvey was involved in a hit-and-run accident. The source says that Lori drove her car into another car, causing that car to flip. Ooh, damn, girl.
Mm-hmm.
The source goes on to say Lori was texting and driving. Lori, you can't text and drive, especially in L.A., because that is against the law.
Look at that.
The driver of the car helped pull Lori from the car, and when Lori got out, she started to run, okay? Like, girl, what are you running? Why are people running from their accidents? The Beverly Hills Police Department says that she was arrested on 2 counts of misdemeanor hit and run and delaying a police investigation at 9:48 p.m. on October 20th. She rolled her vehicle. Officers said she was arrested on 2 charges and released, but she wasn't booked. So what do you think about this whole crazy story?
I mean, this is crazy, Lori, girl. Like, why were you texting and driving? I mean, I understand it's a safe zone. I've done it, you know, once, twice, 3 times.
I do it alone.
But it's just like, listen, you need to know where you're at. You need to, it's LA. Like, the traffic is crazy. You have to literally be off of your phone to drive because the way that Californians drive, a mess.
Baby, and I think this is Beverly Hills, and I don't know if you're, like, if you're going down, like, Mulholland and then at Windy Windy, like, you have to pay attention.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't drive, because there'll be drivers who text and drive,
mm-hmm.
But super happy she's okay. I mean, the rumor is she was coming from a date with a rapper.
Oh.
I'll just give you guys a hint. This rapper has a lot of kids. accused.
No. Future?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
So when I seen this, I was like, ooh.
Don't do it. You don't want to be baby mama number 9.
Lori, come on. From Diddy to Snow Shade to Future. Love Future. Future's great. But Future don't like condoms. So. That's all I'm saying. Yasis, but happy she's okay. Happy no one was hurt. And happy that the other driver was okay. So Lori Harvey, no more texting and driving.
Please. So let's move on to Ray J here. So it looks like Ray J is taking over Suge's rights, honey. So... the Love and Hip Hop Hollywood star Ray J will be watching over hip hop mogul Suge Knight's finances and life rights. Yep. Mm-hmm. Reports are saying Suge trusts Ray J because of his business deals he has, he's been making, and the way that he handles his money habits. Suge believes Ray J will also pick the right movie roles and production companies that will tell his story the right way, because that's very important. Suge wants to make sure his family is taken care of, being that he was sentenced to 28 years in prison. So would you trust a smart businessman like Ray J to take over your life rights?
Oh, wait a minute. A minute.
Wait a minute.
Working all day. Wait a minute. Ain't that Brandy's brother? Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because, you know, Ray J, what people, I don't think a lot of people know, Ray J's business size, he made that Scooty bike that's making millions right now. He has a lot of technology that's happening. I mean, he is co-responsible for one of the hit shows on television on E! Right now because of his past relationship. Like, Ray J is a very smart business guy. Ray J, this has something to do with it, but, like, dated Whitney Houston and Lil' Kim and a lot of people. So, I mean, if I'm Suge, I would give it to him, because Suge is going to be in jail for 28 years. What about you?
I mean, I think I would. I'd be like, okay, yeah. Ray J, if I fully trust you, I would give him some rights, of course, give some to my kids.
I don't know, my son that's on a brand new show called Loving Listens. I don't know.
Maybe he should get a little piece of the pie. Or, I mean, he's trying to look for that connection like we saw on the show, and this won't help it. So, I guess the connection's still not there.
Maybe it might call him. It should call him.
At least one of my 20 kids.
Damn.
One of them got to be good.
Ray J? Ooh, child. Everybody's at that time when Ray J cussed out Fabulous on the phone. And he's like, you got the booty goons. And he was talking about, like, Suge Knight's friends. I was like, too much.
It's a mess.
Too much.
Let us know, too, in the live chat. I do have that up. Shout out to you, Laundry Day, who said, Ray J made Kim rich. Sign over your money. He will triple it.
Ooh.
And then shout out to you, Marcus, who tunes in. He says hello again from Richmond, VA.
Hi, love you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really do appreciate you. If you are on YouTube right now, like my friend Howard says, make sure you guys give us a thumbs up. If you're listening on Spotify, iTunes, or SoundCloud, make sure you guys give us 5 stars. And shout out in the comments, because Howard's going to give you a shout out.
Yes.
All right. Ooh, Cardi. Press. Ding dong. Okay, so Cardi is going to be... got a new crib for my daughter. Okay, I got it all out.
Thank you.
Cardi's gonna be in a brand new movie, Fast and Furious 9.
Okay.
Which is crazy. I can't believe they're all 9. Vin Diesel, that's Vin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get him, the other one, confused. I'm like, child. Vin Diesel posted on his social media video with Cardi and said that he and her are gonna be in she's gonna be in the new Fast and 9. Super, super excited. Are you excited? Because I love Cardi in movies.
I love Cardi. I hope she actually has an actual part, because in Hustlers, it's a spoiler alert, but she's not really in there that much.
Yeah.
Like, she's literally there for a split second. So they kind of just used her name to, you know, have the publicity. So I hope with this, she's actually in the movie. Like, multiple lines, multiple scenes. You know what I mean?
She looks like she could play his sister.
Okay.
Like, I believe his character is married to the Michelle Rodriguez sister.
Oh, right.
I mean, Michelle Rodriguez character. Okay, I love it. I want Cardi to do, like, more voiceovers, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I would love to see her in, like, a random cartoon. And you just hear her voice, like, am.
Like, Stephanie, calm down.
Love her.
So somebody who we may love or love to hate, Kanye West. he has just released his new album, and he's also talking about how he's been canceled. So the rapper Kanye West finally released the album Jesus is King after promoting it would come out one day and then pushing it back. Back and forth, and just a whole mess. While promoting the album, he talks to different outlets, media outlets, about how he used to be addicted to porn.
Oof.
Yeah, now he doesn't care what Black Twitter has to say.
We know you don't.
We already know. He spoke to radio personality Big Boy and told him he's been canceled, quotation marks here, before they even had canceled culture and before they even had the term. So is Kanye now canceled or is he just getting bigger?
Ew. sorry. For me personally, I haven't been a fan of Kanye's in like the past 10 years. I stopped messing with him. I don't believe cancel culture is a thing. I just decided, like, I know I don't like him and what he says, so I decided not to mess with him. So when he's been saying these things, it didn't come to a surprise to me, and I already was like, I don't F with Kanye. I haven't listened to his music in a while. It's unfortunate because my favorite tour is the Glow in the Dark tour. That's his first tour. You know what pisses me off, though? I hate, and this is no slight to Big Boy because I love Big Boy, but just like other journalists, I hate that no one checks Kanye West in these interviews or say to him, like, or try to, like, you know, have a great debate with him and say, actually, what you're saying is X, Y, and Z. I feel like they let him talk in circles and never make sense. And he's always talking about, we're a slave to the label. We're a slave. Slaves didn't get paid, fam. Slaves got beat, tortured, raped, kids taken away from them, families torn apart. So I hate this whole, like, oh, we're slaves because we don't own our lips. Shut your ass up.
Okay.
And you're talking about, and then what also I didn't like, sorry, when he was like, oh, Instagram got your bitch. I'm like, you're dating one of the most popular people on Instagram. You're married to. Yeah. You were stalking her. And you were obsessed with her because she was popular on social media. Mm-hmm. I keep going. Sorry. Ooh, Chalet, are you listening to the album, though?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm gonna listen to it.
And it's fine. A lot of people are listening to it. Yeah. It's going to do great numbers. He has a lot of fans.
And he just had his services again at the Forum today, which I'm so mad about because they go so quick. I was trying to get the tickets. I really was.
It was smart of them to do it inside the Forum because it looks really cool inside. It does. But yeah, no. It's a no for me. And my Randy voice, it's a no for me, dog. Welcome back to American Idol.
A no for me, fam.
No for me. But if you guys are listening to the Kanye West album, let us know your favorite song. I hear a lot of people like it because it is a gospel album, but it's like a hip-hop thing. Got like Kenny G on it. Ty Dolla $ign, which I find interesting, is on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, Ty Dolla $ign's voice is just so sexy, so I'm like, what gospel is he singing? Okay. But yeah, let us know how you guys like it. All right, let's go to our next segment, our social media segment. Yes. House of La Beja. Ooh, child.
Ooh, we gotta get some sleep.
Something's wrong with us.
Mm-hmm. Well, something that's not wrong is Kylie showing off her little beautiful baby bump when she was pregnant with Stormy. So the Keeping Up with the Kardashians star Kylie Jenner was reminiscing about her time being pregnant. She posted on her page, I have so many belly photos, but this one has always been one of my favorites. Baking my little baby Storm was such a special time in my life. I actually became so much stronger and independent throughout the entire experience. Women really are amazing. Tag a strong woman in your life. And she tagged her mother, Chris.
That's a cute photo. She looks really cute, pregnant. Mm-hmm. That little belly.
Aww.
Love it. Shout out to you, Kylie. Speaking about All Smiles and Love, Fabulous and Emily are back together. They've had a lot of like relationship drama and beef and recently like domestic violence involved. But looks like they're back together. So Fabulous posted this cute photo of them with Emily laughing. And he says, when you see how much people hate to see you happy, but it fuels your happiness. And he tagged Emily B. Hashtag, nah, I can't lie. That was a good one, babe. Hashtag, they so funny but so miserable. Hashtag, you want to block them? Okay, fam. Like, word on the street is he was almost getting ready. He almost lost her to somebody else. And that's why he's stepping it up. Yep. It looks like she was like almost out the door and had a new boo and everything. So.
Oh, wow. After 20 years.
Baby.
You know, all that time now.
Men. You saw him saying positive. I would love to send condolences to Charmaine from Black Ink Chicago.
Yes.
She took to social media and expressed how her mom just passed away and expressed how she felt. She says, words can't express how I feel. I love you, mommy, and this is going to be hard to move on. I assume it will get better over time. You were the most loving woman on the planet, and I hope to treat people with the same kindness that you always did. My best friend, my mom, you're everything, and I'm honored to be your daughter. And she goes on, her mom passed away on October 23rd, and I'm on the panel for Black Ink Chicago. And I've met Charmaine a lot, and I love Charmaine.
We had her on the show.
We had her on our show. That's right. So Charmaine, Howard, and I, and the fam from Black Hollywood Live and After Buzz will love to send you condolences.
Yes.
It's tough. And her mom is super, super sweet, so I know losing a loved one and a parent is really, really tough.
Yeah.
Poor Charmaine.
Gosh, I know. Poor her. Switching gears here. So Kim Bella is missing her boo.
Oh.
Jewels. Kim Bella from Love and Hip Hop New York posted on her page saying, my husband has been working out twice a day, sometimes three times a day. Ooh. Sheesh. I cannot wait until he's home with us because, baby, daddy will be home soon. Ooh. Thank you for the love and support during this difficult time. Jewel's kind of looks the same to me, but
I can't stand
it. I mean, maybe he was skinnier when he went out, or maybe he was bigger. I don't know.
His arms do look nice, though.
Okay, it's a little cut.
Okay. It's just when he starts talking.
you're not here for
he
it?
He got his teeth done. Oh. So it doesn't look right.
Gosh.
It just doesn't. But he's fine, though.
I mean, at least he did it before he wanted to.
Yeah, so on the show, they were talking about his teeth because it just doesn't, fit him. Yeah, and it makes him kind of like slur a little bit. But we love you, Jewel. Shout out to y'all. All right, kids, let's go to our next segment, Bird Talk.
Yes.
That is an extension of social media, but Howard and I just like to act it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we go in.
Oh, yes, love.
Laundry Day says, did you hear that Kylie was getting cozy with Drake? Any update? We did hear that, and you know he was right there up the street. I don't know.
First of all, y'all know Drake is my husband.
Yes.
Don't nobody bring me no bad news. No.
Okay.
We did hear that. Mm. Word on the street is, though, he does have a little boo, and little boo was also at the party. And I'm not going to even say what I was about to say next. I'll just say that he's very close with the family. But I don't think he would because he's friends with Travis Scott, and I don't think that he would cross that line.
Like, yeah.
No, I don't think so. But... You know,
I don't know.
Right, because then
she could always just flirt, you know. But you never know if he would actually act upon it.
I know. Maybe they were flirting,
but it's always kind of rude. Like, why would she flirt with Drake? Unless she wanted to get back to Travis.
That is true, and it got back to him, and now we're talking about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I don't know. Thanks,
and we have a Travis update later on. So, okay, wait for that.
Sticky icky. All right. Well, an ex of Drake, Queen Rihanna.
Ooh, hey,
I'm obsessed with her. She's been posting like all these sexy little thirst traps. Mm-hmm. And she actually was hanging out with Drake last week as well. I'm like, okay, now.
Everybody was there.
Everybody hanging out with Drake but us. Where was our invite?
Exactly.
Husband, call me.
Come get us. It's ghetto.
We're tired here. I don't like a single life anymore.
I don't like a single life. It's ghetto.
Oh, my goodness. So, Riri posted on her Instagram, I'm just saying, Diamond Bomb 2 is sexy AF, which she's right because I have it. It does wonders. And a fan with they rude ass said, your forehead shines brighter than my future.
Ooh.
And then Rihanna said, there's still hope for you then. Y'all better leave Rihanna alone. That's why y'all not getting an album.
Exactly. We're not getting no more music.
She's never going to do it.
She might do a 20-year reunion and that's it. So we're going to get the same songs plus three songs that didn't make the track.
Exactly.
That's all we're getting.
Serge, y'all asses right. Leave the queen alone. All right, kids. Oh, sorry.
So speaking of queens, another queen, Megan Thee Stallion, is going at it with her makeup artist. It looks like her makeup artist pretty much tried to play her on social media of all places.
God.
The makeup artist wrote Makeup by Akila Face, talking about Meg's picture. And then so Meg tweeted them and tweeted the makeup artist and said, and me. And then the makeup artist said, no, you filled in your eyebrows and put on your lighter MAC powder when I was done.
Ooh.
This is not a makeup war. I always do your makeup and never get credit. That is hurtful.
Oh.
So Meg wrote back, whoa. First of all, if you was really hurt, you could have texted me this. Second, you right. It ain't a war because we all know, I do my makeup and you touch it up or I let you start it and I'll finish it.
Whoa.
That's messed up, though, for the makeup artist.
Yeah, why would you do that? You had all these inside feelings. Why didn't you ever tell me any of this?
Exactly.
But social media. And Megan does do her own makeup because she always does these makeup tutorials. So, child, get off of social media. Okay. We're not going to learn.
You have her number. And, like, why would you do that? Like, that's tacky. So who knows if they still
And it's makeup, fam. Yeah. A killer face. Oh, you do nice makeup, though.
I know. You do good, but you don't need to be on social media trying to dog me.
Don't come for me. That's not cool. Mm. Oh, is that JT?
Oh. Is that JT?
We're looking at the makeup artist's Instagram page, so make sure you guys check them out because they do great makeup, but again, as Howard says, like, please don't come for me on Instagram.
Me. Exactly.
If you felt some type of way.
Oh, and she still got the picture of Meg up there.
Oh, okay, Megan, I see.
So we don't know if what's true. I mean, I understand Meg probably does it and the makeup artist touches it up.
Right. Right.
Which is, you know, common.
That's normal. Like,
if you know how to do your makeup a certain way, then she probably feels comfortable with her doing it.
Exactly.
And then, you know, makeup artists come in and do their little magic.
Child. Mm. Crazy. All right, kids, let's get into some news and gossip and flashing lights. Come on, Kanye. Flash.
Lights.
I love this album. All right, kids, let's start off with some breaking news.
Oh.
Thank you, Steph. I am Nakia Monet for Black Hollywood Live, Back to Reality, and this is your breaking news. Last week, you guys may remember, I did a breaking news story, and I was shooting my shot at Romeo. Not Lil Romeo, because his fans had to tell me not Lil Romeo.
Okay.
And it looks like the message was received, because Romeo reposted my video and sent some love. So, ladies, shooting your shot does work. That's all I have to say. Hi, Romeo.
Hey, Rome.
He's cute.
Okay.
Shoot your shot. Shoot your shot, lady. Shoot your shot. I've been shooting for so long, the ball hasn't gone in.
YJ.
Hey.
White horse. White horse. White horse.
Hi, bitch.
Hi, bitch.
Okay. Okay. All right, let's get Howard talked about Travis Scott at the top of the segment. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Travis Scott some more.
Yes.
So remember, you know, Travis and Kylie broke up, and allegedly he had this little boo who looks just like Kylie Jenner.
Exactly.
Which is creepy.
Has a
or
type.
Kylie looks like her. He definitely has a type.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like the young lady is now speaking out because she's tired of the mess, y'all. The girl who on social media says rap is who? Okay, good night. The girl who people are saying is Travis's boo. Her name is Young Sweet Roe. That's her name on social media. She's speaking out about their situation. She said via social media that she didn't do anything wrong and that they've, and she put it in quotation marks, blacklisted Jordan from every large company too. Look at her page and you'll see how a few companies work with her and you're not alone. She goes to say, not that Jordan did anything wrong, just saying there's completely different situations. Do we think this is true?
I don't know, because everybody used to always talk about how the Kardashians have so much power, and everybody who was associated with the Kardashians have a lot of power too, which I actually truly believe. I mean,
yes.
I love me some my Kardashians, love my Khloe girl, but I truly believe they can stop a bag if they really wanted to.
And that's why China is suing them.
Right.
I don't know if people know this, but China is actually suing the family because she claims that they stopped her show and that they stopped a bag. And
yeah.
I've heard that they've stopped a lot of bags. I definitely believe this. I will say, like, the young lady, it's pretty much like they're not playing fair and they're fighting. I don't want to fight over a dude. Mm-hmm. But the young lady used to put all these posts and kind of like, you know, poke fun at Kylie.
Yeah.
Because I remember one time she had a post and she was like, tell your baby daddy. I said, thinking it was a watch. Because allegedly this girl and Travis have been together before Kylie.
Exactly.
Long time. So she's claiming that she's been blacklisted, and same thing with Jordan. So
I believe it. I mean, on all the little popular blogs and social media pages, they have pictures of how this girl has been in the same places
Child.
With Travis has. Literally, there is receipts.
There's real receipts. So,
I don't know, girl. Then apparently at one moment, Kylie even blocked this girl. And so the girl talked about how Kylie used to block her and unblock her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And I was like, ooh, so she really running her page? Like,
ooh, it's getting dirty now, child. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll keep you updated when we get more of the juice.
Okay. Now, speaking of somebody who's not getting the juice, Van.
Aww.
Poor Van. So, Van from TMZ, I don't know if you guys watch TMZ Live. They have their popular show. One of the main people, Van, he had to be let go. So, Van Lathan, I believe is his last
yeah.
name. He was let go over a heated argument over politics with another co-worker, Michael Babcock. Reports are saying the argument happened over a week and a half ago, when the two appeared on TMZ Live together and had some form of disagreement. The argument wasn't published, but sources say that Van confronted Michael in a newsroom and allegedly told him there would be trouble if he ever embarrassed him like that.
again.
Ooh.
Because you know that's black people talk.
And fam.
Don't embarrass me.
Dude, child.
So, sources say that Van met with TMZ's legal team, and he was suspended for a few days and then later on let go.
Shh.
Van took to Twitter and said, I'm okay. Promise you guys, seriously.
Damn.
So that's
Van
so
is like, he's been at TMZ for a minute, and he's like the guy.
Yeah.
I worked at TMZ for just like a few weeks. It was like temporary, and oh. Van literally, out of everyone who works in that newsroom, was one of the only people who walked up to me and introduced himself and was like, hey, how you doing? My name is Van. If you need anything, let me know.
Wow.
Sweetest dude ever.
Yeah.
So we're sending love to you, Van, hopefully. He has a great podcast, and Van will be just fine.
He'll be just fine.
I think TMZ was just jealous.
Okay.
Chad.
Now, speaking of jealousy, I don't know. I guess Lamar's a little bit of jealous because he lost Taraji behind Khloé.
What?
Well, the former NBA star and ex-husband of Khloé Kardashian, Lamar Odom opened up about how he was dating actress Taraji P. Henson, which I never knew. I don't know if people actually knew. And then he left her to go be with Khloé. So Lamar wrote about the situation in his new book, Darkness to Light. He said in the book how he never connected with another black woman as deeply as he did with the actress, talking about Taraji. He goes on to say that he met Taraji at the wrong time in his life. He even said that he used to keep a picture of Taraji when he would travel for games. He ended it with Taraji because he was being immature punk, as he said in quotations, and didn't know how to tell her he was falling in love with another woman named Khloé.
Whoa.
So could you imagine Taraji and Lamar like being together in this day and age? Like currently?
Damn, Lamar. Mm-hmm. Taraji? You fumbled the bag.
Okay.
Fam.
I mean, I guess everything happens for a reason.
Everything does happen for a reason. Because there was a reason why he was supposed to be with Khloé. They went through what they went through. And mm-hmm. now she has her beautiful daughter, True. But while that's very interesting.
Yeah.
And if you guys watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Howard and I are on the after show. In tonight's episode, they will actually be reading Lamar's book. And that's when Khloé finds out something that her mom did. So that's tonight's episode.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So if you like reality, come on over to us. We will be on air at 8 p.m.?
Yes, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yep.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, kids, let's do Where Are They At, though? Where they at right now? Hey, where they at, though? Hey.
Where they at, though?
I love
T.I.
All right. Well, I'm not the only Kiki in the world. Kiki Wyatt. Do you guys remember her? Love Kiki Wyatt. She is pregnant again, child.
Ooh,
the singer and former Divas of R&B LA star Kiki Wyatt is pregnant. And guess what number, baby, this is?
What number?
10.
Child.
She is pregnant with her 10th child with her new husband, Zachary. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
10 kids.
10 kids. I mean, she says she likes it, but I'm like, girl, 10 kids?
Sweetie.
I don't even think she's 40. Like,
no.
She's like under 40.
Remember she stabbed her husband? Her ex-husband.
Oh my gosh.
He lived, but she stabbed him.
I do remember that. She was, she a little crazy.
10 kids. Girl, God bless anyone who pushes out a baby, but let alone 10.
Yeah.
And this is her new man, because remember her ex-husband, she said that he loved her, because
mm-hmm.
I think their child is suffering from cancer, and the baby was really sick, and so she has Kiki stay with a new man.
Okay.
Kiki, say, Kiki, do you love me?
Yes.
Are you riding?
Okay.
Hey, up beside me. All right, let's go to our next segment. Villain of the week. Child.
Ooh, baby. So we were speaking about TMZ earlier. This comes from another TMZ story. So a man from TMZ emailed the Secret Services about rapper Eminem and his anti-Trump lyrics. And now Eminem is under investigation.
Ooh.
A simple email. So according to documents obtained by BuzzFeed News, under the Freedom of Information Act, the Secret Services was interested in the rapper and hearing about the threatening lyrics, quotation marks, from the song Friend. According to the information, they found 40 pages of the documents on December 15, 2017 from a concerned citizen. Okay. About a song with an inappropriate comment towards President Trump and threatening comments towards Ivanka Trump. So, was this too far for the staffer to do this? I mean...
Yeah, like, it's not that serious. It's rap.
Exactly.
Trust me, if somebody wanted to take that man out, they would have did that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who Eminem is. If y'all watched the BET Cypher, he had a whole thing about Trump. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like people do too much. Like, what was the point of you sending that in?
Exactly.
You're not really concerned. You're annoying.
Who knows if he has his job still, though, at TMZ.
Listen, something's going on at TMZ.
Trifling.
Yeah, trife over there. All right, kids, let's go to our last segment, Shows to Watch. This is where Howard and I, we like to break it down and let you guys know what is going on in reality TV and TV in general, because there's a lot going on. And baby, I will be watching this one.
Okay.
This show is called Teresa and Joe Unlocked. Real Housewives star of New Jersey, Teresa, who I love, will sit down with Andy Cohen tonight and talk about life after prison and how Joe is doing in Italy, because remember, he just got out of jail and he was deported, child.
Yes.
Being that he got deported, Joe will be interviewed via Skype, and Teresa will sit down in the studio with Andy. It comes on Bravo at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Will you be watching?
I mean, I might have to tune in. Well, we're doing our Kardashians.
Hey, okay.
So I might record it, though.
Yes.
Because this is going to be juicy.
I seen a clip, and the clip alone, he calls her out for cheating. Where he, like, where Joe clearly was cheating and doing all this
he
bad
sure
stuff.
He sure was.
He was like, I think she was cheating on me while I was in jail. And she, and Andy asks her, and she's like, well, and she doesn't really answer it. So I don't know if that's, like, for promo, or she really was just like... Yeah.
I mean, it's tough. They don't deport your man. Like, your man was already cheating on you before you went in. Like,
I went to jail for you.
Exactly.
We have three daughters. Teresa's always beefing with her brother, like, over her husband. So, definitely will be watching. Mm. All right, kids. Thank y'all for joining us today. I don't know why I just did that. Sorry. I'm sorry if I offended anyone from down south. I was thinking of, like, Dolly Parton, and it just... Sorry, y'all. Thank you guys so much for joining us today on Back to Reality, Black Hollywood Live. Howard, tell the fans where they can find you at.
Yes, you can find me on all social...
What's wrong with
on
us?
On all social media outlets, at Howard the Third. Like Nikia said, I do the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show with her on Sundays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We also, me and Nikia, do the Sisters after show on BET on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then I also do the Growing Up Hip Hop New York after show on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So just come hang out with me any day of the week, okay?
Yes, that is lit. Like Howard says, we will be on Sisters. You've been on my mind on Wednesday. So make sure you guys check that out. Come back next Sunday. We will be having a lot more information for you and a lot of more drama chat with these celebrities. Mm-hmm. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Make sure you like, subscribe, everything Black Hollywood Live, and leave us your love and your comments, and we will give you guys a shout out next week. Thank you guys so much. We love y'all.
Thank you.
Bye. See you next Sunday.
Yeah.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.